Thomas More Prep Marion has another homecoming celebration on the way. Alumni director Wanda Bellinger stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Homecoming's my Christmas. I love homecoming. Just seeing all the people coming back, graduates and their families, and just the camaraderie, knowing what everybody's doing, what's going on. It's just fun.
Absolutely. You guys have a regular slew of events scheduled for this weekend, right?
We do. To start off, our bonfire is Thursday night at 8. They'll introduce the homecoming candidates and all of that kind of stuff. The Stucco picked a theme of SOAR, S-O-A-R, and that stands for Strength, Ownership, Acceptance, and Respect. Cool. The homecoming candidates are Landon Rosine and Juliana Ballman. Landon is the son of Travis and Jill Worth, class of 96, Rosine, and Juliana is the daughter of Justin and Michelle Ballman. Michael Hale and Jenna Schleyer. Michael is the son of Stephen and the late Amy Hale, and Jenna is the daughter of Mike and Michelle, 97, Hurdle Schleyer. Kate Harris and Sophia Allen. Kate is the son of Jay and Chris Harris. Sophie is the daughter of Matt, class of 2001, and Lindsay's in the class of 2003, Steinert Allen. Jensen Brule and Janessa Pfeiffer. Jensen is the son of Jeff, class of 94, and Julie, class of 96, Mater Brule. And Janessa is the daughter of Jay and the late Bobby Pfeiffer. Garrett Photo and Aaron Scheibe. Garrett is the son of Brian, class of 90, and Amy. And Aaron is the daughter of Eric. Okay. Garrett is the son of Brian, class of 90, and Amy Photo. And Aaron is the daughter of Eric, class of 92, and Kelly, class of 19. 92 Photo Scheibe. Those two are first cousins. And then this year we have picked Gene and Teresa Flax are our grand marshals. Everybody knows them both. Gene was our football coach and AD at TMP, and he's now, I think he's the assistant principal at Holy Family.
And then his wife. He was on with us not too long back.
And then Teresa Flax is a former teacher at Holy Family. So two very, very, very good people. They help us out with so many things. So I told you about the bonfire. And then Friday we have open house at school and we'll do school tours. We'll be selling our TMP apparel also. So if anybody needs any clothing for the night, they can come out to school and buy it. 4 o'clock is the parade lineup. 5:30 is the parade begins. 7 o'clock is the football game versus Scott City. And we're 3-0 as of right now.
Yay.
And that just sounds weird saying that. Boys playing really hard. And then 9 o'clock, we have our individual class reunions. I won't go through all the where all the class reunions are because it takes too long. But if they want to call out to TMP at the alumni office, we'll be able to give those to them. And it's also on our website. And I don't know what our website is. Just go to TMP website.
I tell people nowadays, if you just Google just TMP, go.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. It's very easy. I can even do that part. We have those all listed. And this year, our honor class is the 50-year class of 72, the 40-year class of 82, and the 25-year class of 97. My baby's in that class.
Aw.
Yeah, it's 25 years. She's in her 25-year class, and my son just turned 50 this year, so I'm feeling pretty old right now. We will announce our Point of Light Awards this week, which I can't tell you that right now. But our other awards that we're going to be doing at halftime are the Distinguished Alumni Award. And this year's winner is Don and Deb Klaus. Don is the class of 69. And we're going to do the 21-year, because Gerald, 78, and Rosie Hammerschmidt, they got the Distinguished Alumni Award last year. They were unable to attend. They had planned to do something in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing our Jack Schramm Spirit Award. And those awards are Keith Woods, Shelton Renz, and Terry Roth. They built my trailer that I pull my clothing around into the football games and stuff. And Randy, 74, and Nadine, 74, got Chuck. So that's what I got for homecoming.
Very cool.
So we have a lot of, come out to school. We'll take them around and show them, all the new things going on. They're going to start our renovation of the third floor for the sixth graders that are be coming over here in this next school year.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things happening at school, all positive things. So we're just working away, hoping everybody comes back this weekend. Seems we have a lot of entries in the parade. The parade's going to be long.
A lot of entries. I like Long Parade.
I do too. I do too. It's crazy.
I was talking to somebody just the other day when I lived down in Oklahoma. I interviewed in a small town outside of the metro, and he'd grown up in the metro, and he said something to me. He's like, when I moved here as a young man, it was very exciting to me to learn that parades are a real thing. Like when you grow up in a big city and probably even some smaller communities too, but I think it's very special. We have the ability to do those parades, and they're so in haze. They're so well attended, and everybody gets so excited.
Yeah,
you
come down you turn the corner on 17th Street, and you look down, and you're going, oh, my God. I mean, and it's just from there to the pool, to the swimming pool at the other end. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, these communities around here, like your basketball games and your football games for, like, Ellis, Victoria here, everybody goes. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in town. You know, everybody's at the football games or the basketball games. I mean, it's entertainment, but you support everybody, and it's just fun.
Absolutely.
And it's fun when you play somebody that's close, like Russell or, you know, those places, because we're so well attended on both sides, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere is fun.
Absolutely.
It brings it. Then our second thing I want to talk to you about is our military appreciation. That is the following Friday night after homecoming.
Okay, so this is the weekend. It looks like September 29th and 30th.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We will have a dinner in the dining hall at 6:30. Anybody who was in the military who attended TMP, or anybody that has gone, or the cadets rather, it's SJMA cadets, and anybody who is a TMP grad who's in the military, you're welcome to come. We will have a supper. And they will hand out, the vets hand out the jerseys to the football players. It kind of gets to the heartstrings. I'm emotional about stuff like that, so I really love that part of it. And then Friday's the game, and then we bring everybody in the military in their divisions, like if it was Navy, Army, Marines, all those. We line them up together, and they march out onto the field, and then we do a little program type thing, and it's just honoring them. If it wouldn't be for our military, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. It's
pretty much pretty simple and whatever, but we really appreciate all that they do. And being our SJMA cadets, being our school for so long as a military school, just brings a little special to Hayes, Kansas, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I love that you can honor the history the military academy, alongside the current kind of mission.
We had a crack platoon back in the day who marched in Denver and I think also in Kansas City. They won national awards.
Oh, wow.
That was really special.
Love that. Very cool. Yeah. Well, Wanda, anything else that we want to hit on before we go?
Ace will be coming around the corner. I'll be starting to bug you.
Excellent.
In a couple of months, I'll be out begging again. So the thing I seem to do best, I guess. Other than that, just thank everybody for their support. Come out and have a good time at homecoming. And come and join us and honor our military.